How are you doing now, Neil?
I'm doing fine. You know, when you've had your life put on hold for 2 years, then it's quite hard. When you've had your life put on hold between the ages of 60 and 62, as I did, then it has quite a seismic impact on your life. Fortunately, you know, I'm now rebuilding and redoing my career, and it's great and it's exciting, but you tend to find your priorities shift a bit, and I'm very caught up in what's happening to my industry, and I care about it enormously. So as well as trying to rebuild a working career that actually pays the damn bills, I'm also trying to get involved in the press freedom issue, because I think that really matters. Not just for me, frankly. It matters for my kids. It matters for all those journalism students who are still out there. It actually matters for the kids in the playground now, you know. It's their freedom, not mine, because I'm old now. But it's that sort of thing that must be fought for and must be defended.
You went along to the Westminster Magistrates Court this morning to support some of your ex-colleagues.
That's right. It's the second one I've been to. There were two chaps, Fergus Shanahan and Duncan Larkham from The Sun, were appearing. They've been charged under the Operation Elvedon, and I was one of about 30 people who turned up to support them. And you do that because what they're going through is they're going through hell. Their families are going through hell. These are ordinary middle-class people. They're not rapists, they're not murderers, they're not bank robbers, they're not terrorists, and their lives are being torn apart. And so I went along just to show my solidarity for them, because that's where I was until about a month ago, for 20 months of my life. And, you know, it drove a coach and horses through my life, and no one's ever said sorry. I just wanted to let these guys actually know that other people care.
Do you think it was a mistake closing down the News of the World?
It was outrageous madness and incredibly short-sighted to turn down the news, to close down the News of the World. They should have toughed it out. They panicked. I think James Murdoch panicked. And I think it was such a cataclysm, the whole issue at the time. It was such a perfect storm that they took a very, very short-term view. And I think to this day, the country misses the News of the World, frankly.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dolores.